new urban habitat. The Second World War was a catalyst for the development of transient deployable structures. The architects of the 1950s and 1960s saw these technologies as an expedient way to harness factory methods of mass production, achieve economies of scale, and propose new attitudes to human habitation, and therefore a variety of new living solutions. One of the first was Alison and Peter Smithson's ergonomic and curvaceous House of the Future, 1956. Prefabricated, their visionary habitat developed the streamlined science fiction aesthetic that so many imagined for the year 2000. The Living Pod, 1968-70, by David Green, a member of the radical architectural group Archigram, was intended to be an inhabitable machine for wandering nomads of the space age.